serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 21st of Zulqada 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Qamar, chapter 54, verses 30 to 40. Today's lesson we dedicate to Haji Latif, who passed away, our brother Abdullah Ali of Gold Keys, his father-in-law. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the people of Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and how the deluge and floods came after he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, cried to Allah, Anni maghloobun fantasir, chapter 54, verse 10. Then Almighty Allah spoke about Ad, wa ila Adin akhahum Huda, how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the hurricane, the wind, the gale force for 7 nights and 8 days, and Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed them. Thereafter, Almighty Allah spoke about Qawm Thamud, wa ila Thamud akhahum Saliha, and Almighty Allah sent the she camel. One day the she camel had to drink the water, one day they had to drink. They got fed up with this arrangement, fata'a ta'fa aqar, and then they passed the knife to one another, and the one shaitan then hamstrung the she camel and he slaughtered it. Almighty Allah stayed here for Aqar, he the person who perpetrated the crime. But in Surah wa Shamsi wa Duhaha, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا, Almighty Allah uses the plural, they all are guilty. So when you encourage a person to commit the crime, you are an accomplice in that, and you also will be charged for that very crime. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Hence all of them were punished. How they were punished? Different words and terminologies are used in the Noble Quran. Surah 54, chapter 54, Surah Qamar, verses 30 to 40. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ, so how was my punishment and chastisement? وَنُذُرُ, and how are my warnings? But human being always, they'll continue with their vices, sins and evil and devilish activities, thinking that they will escape with impunity, thinking that Almighty Allah will not punish them. So Almighty Allah speaks about Qawm Thamud, to whom Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam was sent. Inna arsalna alayhim. Look at the words, then you will understand. Inna, the royal pronoun. Arsalna, the royal pronoun. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique, but he uses the term we. This is the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority and majesty and sovereignty. Only we can do this, the sunrise, the sunset, sending the rain, and see today Afghanistan. over 200-300 people now passed away as shuhada martyrs, and the earthquake, Allah have mercy on them. So Almighty Allah sent on the entire region. If you go there, Madinah Salih, I've been there, and if you go towards Jordan, Palestine from Saudi Arabia, you will find this place. There's an airport there now also in Al Ula. So Almighty Allah sent the punishment. Inna arsalna alayhim sayhatan wahida. One blast. Allah used the word one blast. Sayha. Some places you will find sa'iqa. They all fell down, finished. And that is how they perished, decimated, annihilated. So sayhatan wahida. So the earthquake and the rumbling sounds before the earthquake came. Fakanu, and they were, after they were punished and the chastisement came. Now you need to understand these words to understand the beauty, glory, style and diction of the noble Quran. You see the next word coming there, muhtazir. Muhtazir means, in those days the Arabs, they had their goat, they had their sheep and all that. Then they would make a fence, and that fence will be the enclosure. So the person who would manufacture that fence, that person there, he was called Muhtazir. So that is how Almighty Allah is explaining to them, so it'll be easy for them to understand. So that was made of cane, of wood and so forth. So they would have that enclosure and fence. Now if you read the word fakanu kahashimil muhtadir, like the dry, the crumbs of that enclosure and that fence, like when the wind comes, uproots it and throws it away to pieces. So Almighty Allah send us one blast. Fakanu, these people became kahashimil muhtadir, like the dry fragments and the dry pieces, muhtadir, of that fence and enclosure normally used for the animals and for their goats and sheep, meaning that they were blasted to smotherings, and Almighty Allah punished them. Allah gives us muhla, respite and extension. I will not punish you immediately, but if you go on, you persist and you want to justify your vices, then I will unleash it. Allah alone protect us. Allah mahfazna amin. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. This sentence came several times. We explained to you. Indeed, we made the Quran Sharif easy. So see, Allah again uses the royal pronoun, stamping his authority and majesty. لِلذِّكْرِ لِلْحِفْزِ. To buy heart it and memorize it. Millions of Muslims throughout the world, male, female, adult children, have by hearted the noble Quran. Majority of them non-Arabs, if you look at it. And we challenge the Christian world, the Jewish world, anybody of any faith, you show us your scripture in the original form. We ask the Pope, you read the Bible, the original one, the gospel revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. By heart, by memory, the answer comes. There's no hope for the Pope. We challenge the Jutlas and the Jews in the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, that you, chief rabbi, you read the Torah, that original Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his name is mentioned 136 times. Nabi Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, 25 times. His nami, honorable name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. So they will tell us, you are a terrorist, you are anti-Semite. When they don't know how to answer, they will turn the whole argument the other way around. So Muslim, we have preserved, Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely we have revealed this noble Quran, the reminder piecemeal, over a period of 23 years, and definitely, surely, we will preserve it, protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. فَهَلْ مِمْ مُدَّكِرِ. Is there anybody to take heed? So, O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, remember the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be this noble Quran. Now Almighty Allah told us of Noah and the Ark and the people, about Hud alayhi salam, the Prophet Hud and the people of Ad, about Salih alayhi salam and Thamud. Now Almighty Allah takes us to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's nephew, his brother's son, that is Lut. Lut means alayhi salatu salam, to fix things up, to mend things. So he stayed in occupied Palestine, where the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and there they were these evil people committing the crime of sodomy, homosexuality, the gay parade, the gray gay group. So Almighty Allah speaks of them. Kazzabat qawm Lutim min nuzur, and the people of Lut alayhi salatu salam, they rejected the warners and the warning as well. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam on several occasions told them that this is unacceptable, unnatural, and you are the first people committing this heinous crime. Ma sabakakum biha min ahadim min al-alameen. Never ever before you did people commit this crime. Just for your information, because majority Muslims today are unaware of these things here. If you study Hitler's life, and you study, whether you agree, disagree, that's your business. But on these 3 points, we agree with Hitler 100%. When Hitler was asked, and if you ask the rabbis who speak the truth, that why did you punish the Jews? He said that first thing, they were charging our Germans, our people, exorbitant rates of interest, and I could not tolerate this. So Islam says interest totally haram and condemned. Surah 25, Surah 2, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. So all forms of interest. So we agree with him on that. Second one, he said that these Jutlas and Jews are promoting homosexuality. See what Allah Ta'ala says, what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول, the death penalty for both consenting adults. In Islam, we can never allow these things here. The hadith in Mishkat, Mustada Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, various compilations. Third crime, they were the ones promoting pornography. So this was when there were many reasons. We don't condone everything that Hitler did. We don't say everything is right. But we must know the reasons also, why he did what he did also. So remember, on these 3 reasons, we agree that why is South Africa, Africa and the world, you see, in such a big mess. Every democracy today, they will promote interest. The capitalistic system, waging war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, promoting the gay brigade. And what you expect then? They will say it's a human rights issue. We say human rights means nothing when it tramples upon divine rights. And third one, pornography. Look at children today are getting involved because what they see, they want to experiment. See what Allah Ta'ala did with them. See Quran. Inna arsalna. See Allah Ta'ala what he says. The royal pronoun stamping his majesty authority. Indeed, surely we sent alayhim, upon the tribe, the people, the nation of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, hasiba, the pebbles, the stones. Allah Ta'ala uses the word wa amtarna alayhim hijara, and we rained upon them. When we speak of rain, you speak of water. Ya Allah, rained upon them the pebbles and the stone. Musawwamatan, their names were written in the Rabbik. And one, like how today the rockets and missiles and all that, they hit the target. Everyone hit the target. Illa ala Lut, except the followers of Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Study Quran and see Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam's wife dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. That time for them to marry non-Muslim lady was permissible. But remember that she did not embrace the message and messenger. She was sympathetic to these people, yeah, and Almighty Allah punished her. So don't translate ala Lut as family. You translate it as the followers. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. wa ala Ali Muhammad. So we went to go ask Imam Malik Rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijrah. When I say we went to ask, meaning you read the books and fatawa and verdicts. So, oh Imam Malik, who are Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, Imam Malik Rahimahullah, used to say, Kullu man ittaba an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fawwa min Ali Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you imitate, emulate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, then you are following the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you're part of Ali Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. So what the meaning of آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ? The followers of the Pharaoh, آلَ لوط, the followers of Lut. So آلَ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the followers, the people who have true iman, true love, true respect, and imitate, emulate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the letter, tomorrow they will be with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allahumma ajalna minhum, Allah make us from them. So his wife dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Najjaynahum bisaharin ni'matan min indina. We rescued them. We saved them. Again, stamping his authority, the royal pronoun. Bisaharin, at the pre-dawn time. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, at that time there, we told them that you go for asri bi ahalik. You go night time, O Lord, and you leave the people. Morning time will come and then the punishment will rumble and tumble upon them and they will crumble to pieces. If you want all these verses from Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah speaks of it. The problem with us, we read Quran only in Ramadan and then we park the Quran Sharif away and we will see you next year. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Surah 11, Surah Hud. Go and see verses 77 and it continues right up to 83. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, verses 77 and verse 83. I read for you. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. You take your followers in the night, the darkness of the night, the portions of the night. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. Each one of you must be focused, look in front, don't turn at the back. إِلَّا مَرَأَتَكَ. Your wife, she will look at the back and Allah's punishment will come. She's dispatched to Jahannam as well. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. What punishment came to them, the tribe, the people who committed sodomy, homosexuality, same punishment came. What time the punishment will come? Inna maw'idahumu subh. The appointment for the punishment is morning time. So suhoor time, sehri time, you go with your people and leave them. Alaysa subhu biqareeb. I've been there 5 times. With the help and mercy of Allah, go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, go towards Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, and the land and the sand is telling you a story. The lowest portion on this earth, as far as altitude goes. Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran. Falamma ja'amruna ja'alna aliyaha safilaha. When our commandment came of punishment, we made the top, the bottom on top, and top at the bottom. So we made Jibreel alayhi salam pick up that piece of land and smash it to the ground. It went right down, and you will see boards there. The lowest portion of the lowest altitude in the world there, and then you will see the Dead Sea there. Nothing can survive. Surah 11, chapter 11, verses 77 to 83. Musawwamatan in the Rabbik. How Allah sent punishment, and the names were written on the pebbles, on the stones. Najjaynahum bisaharin ni'matan min indina. So we rescued them at suhoor time, sehri time, the pre-dawn time. This is a bounty, a favor that we conferred our favor on them. them from our side. Why we save the followers? كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي مَنْ شَكَرْ. Similarly, we will reward. The word jaza can mean reward. The word jaza can mean punish. So yeah, in this text and context, it means reward. That's why when someone does you a favor, don't say jazakallah. Jazakallah can mean Allah punish you, Allah reward you. Qualify it, jazakallahu khaira. Allah reward you with the maximum, optimum reward, the best reward. Kadhalika najzi man shakar. Similarly, this is how we reward those who are grateful, thankful. Did you read 2 rakat salatu shukr? It's time for dua now after the tafsir. Then you must read 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 2 rakat salatu shukr. Thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What did he do, Nabi Lut alayhi salam? وَلَقَدْ أَنذَرَهُمْ. Indeed, definitely, he warned them repeatedly. بَطْشَتَنَا. See how you read the word. بَطْشَتَنَا. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّ إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. In batsha rabbika batsh. So Allah Ta'ala says, batshada, our chastisement, our punishment, our grievous punishment. He warned them repeatedly. Fatamarau bin nuzur. But they disputed it. They quarreled. They say that person committed that crime. He did. See how rich he is. See how healthy, wealthy he is. So they dispute, argue regarding the warnings and the warners and the warning. Now the punishment came. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Mikael alayhi salatu salam, angels came. Angels came in the form of human beings, very, very handsome and young, young gentlemen. So they said, oh, now we can get busy. You see these people, that they are abnormal, unnatural action they do. That this action of male Adam and Steve business Islamically is unnatural and definitely not permissible, punishable by death. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ. So they were asking him, persisting in him, regarding the guest. Who are they? We want them. We want to do this. These are the angels. The angel give one smack, one shot, finish, they all will die. So what Allah did to the people of Lot, Lut alayhi salam, because they wanted to harm the angels who came in human form. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. Hence, we smashed their eyes. What it means? We allowed metamorphosis to take place, that their eyes were totally closed, and it moved from there to another portion. Today they speak of monkeypox. What is this monkeypox? You go and do research. The people who are leading a life of promiscuity, homosexuality, and then you see all those things happening because of this business here. But they're not going to tell you, because remember this, that they fear that this will go to several nations and several countries. So that is what they're analyzing. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. We then removed their sight and vision, and we totally changed it to something else. That is Allah. Masakh took place. Allah Ta'ala transformed them and changed their eyes. They couldn't see. فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُورُ. Taste my punishment and my warnings. So today when people do this crime, sodomy, all forms, all shape, every second day, every week, I get questions. People say my son is gay, my daughter has become lesbian, husband is busy with the wife, sodomizing, all that. What is wrong with this ummah? Where is our iman? Where is our Islam? Where is the fear of Allah? So see, all this came because the TV came, and we brought the TV in the lounge, then we brought it in the bedroom, then we gave it in our children's room. So whatever they see, they want to experiment. So they experiment like this. فَلْوَلَقَدْ صَبَّحَهُمْ بُكْرَةً عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ. Indeed, in the morning they made bukratan, early morning, عَذَابٌ مُسْتَقِيرٌ, the perpetual punishment came. Such a punishment, not one of them survived, and it remained a lesson, a ibra for humanity and posterity. When we go there, it's not for entertainment. You go there to Sodom and Gomorrah, Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the dead sea. You go for ibra and take lesson. What is there? فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرْ. Hence, taste my punishment and my warnings as well, O human being. Where are today's democracies? Which one today is stable? You can see the fuel prices, the gas prices, the food prices, everything going out of control, and the masses are fed up of everything. Hence, they retaliate, and then revolutions take place. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Indeed, surely we made the Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, easy for hifz. Did you by heart some verses? Did you by heart some surah chapters? Encourage one another. فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anyone to take heed? Is there anyone to take lesson? May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us the true lovers of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. 130-2, we go to the archive, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 58-60. And 2-3 will be the current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3-3:40 will be the repeat of the Q&A, and that is of this morning. 3:40 to 4 o'clock, we have a special lecture today, and that is Mufti Hashim Bouda speaking about the halal organizations. So that will be between 3:40 and 4 today, inshallah. Very interesting, listen to it by Mufti Hashim Bouda, Hafizahullah. 4 to 5, we have Mona Salim Dorat, that we must follow the Salaf Esali, our pious predecessors. 5 to 7 will be inshallah Mawla Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the tafsir you heard now, Surah Qamar, chapter 54, verses 30-40. 7:30 to 8, Mawla Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. In medical file is Dr. Majid Khatmi, and 9 to 9:30, Sheikh Shuaib Maida. 9:30 to 10, Maw Salim Kareem. Inshallah, we are there in East London. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.